This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To the world of News Talk Radio. This is our weekly get-together, sort of a gab fest, if you will. Information, thoughts, opinions, what you need to know about the top 10 stories, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and articles galore. Some of your favorite talk radio hosts, news about what they're doing. And then, of course, the list of the top stories and the top people during the course of the week. I'm going to run through them, and then we can start where the majority of us would like to start. And there's three here, so two votes wins, Rich. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden will go through. All right, number 10, the usual sports talk radio stuff that gets a lot of attention because the NFL is now in preseason, I suppose, and the baseball season coming to an end. Looks like the Red Sox are once again going to be the champions. Let's hear it for the good guys.
Interesting
discussion this week, though, Richie, about all of the games that are going to be played next year off American soil.
Yeah, they have the Red Sox and the Yankees going to be playing in London for two games.
Mexico and Tokyo also going to be the set of preseason
games.
And
then, likewise, apparently the Europeans are going to be bringing soccer over to here. Mm-hmm. So everybody's trying to
soccer,
get everybody
else. Soccer, I didn't
else.
Even like her.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. To like their sports. They're trying to make billion-dollar franchises into multi-billion-dollar franchises. Yeah.
But American football sells out over when they play at Wembley Stadium in London.
Yeah.
They love it. They absolutely love it. It's just it's so novel to them.
Well, and think about it this way. With all of the concussion talk and all of the problems we've had over the past decade with personalities, creating bad stories and bad publicity, they need to grow outside of our borders to be able to keep this going.
100%. Yep.
All right. Now, let me go through the list and then we'll comment. We'll go back to that. So I stopped there and I probably shouldn't have, but I was thinking about all of the info with regard to baseball starting early next year and where and that sort of thing. Kind of fun. Number 9, a focus on air quality as a result of the Western wildfires. Number 8, Microsoft and Russia at each other in the hacking department with allegations back and forth. Duncan Hunter from California indicted for misusing campaign funds. And, of course, I shouldn't say of course because you don't know this. You may not even know who Duncan Hunter is. I actually have quite liked him over the years. He threw his wife right under the bus. She's in charge. It's her fault. Okay, that's what I like. He's a good stand-up guy. All right, that's number 7. Number 8, number 6, you're going to have to, Richie, we'll defer to Victoria on how to pronounce. Asia.
It looks like Asia, but it's Asia. Yeah.
Well, that's because
she's Italian.
She wants to change it. Anyway, Asia Argento.
No, she's not affected. She's Italian. It's an Italian name.
Italians could be affected, you know.
That's true.
Italians are affected. Right. Asia Argento, who was the one who accused in the first round of stuff against, what's his face?
Weinstein,
Weinstein, I was going to say Wiseman. He hasn't turned the tables, but apparently she sexually assaulted somebody, at least that.
How sure are you that he hasn't turned the tables? How sure are you that he's not paying
people to
dig up dirt on his accusers?
Well, it could be. It wouldn't be beyond reality with him.
It's old school tactics.
Yeah, right. Number 5, the Pope and the sexual abuse stuff. My God, is this the ever end? I do want to talk about that. Number 4, Trump South Africa investigation. I must admit to you, I haven't the slightest idea what that's about. Anybody here know anything about that?
Zero clue.
Nothing.
I don't know. Yeah. All I know is Melania is going to Africa, but that's the only connection with Trump in Africa that I know of.
I pride myself, and this isn't a shot at talkers. I pride myself with knowing pretty much what's going on here, there, and everywhere, because we talk about it during the course of the week on the DJV show, and I'm in that sort of normally, naturally curious guy anyway. But, man, I don't know from nothing about that. We'll figure it out.
Here are the three headlines I've got. Here's the story behind the tweet, the Trump tweet on South Africa and why it sparked outrage. Trump tweet on South African land overhaul draws government ire, Wall Street Journal. And Trump goes full white supremacy with South Africa tweet. Does he want a race war? Guess where that comes from? Salon.
What was the tweet? What's the actual tweet itself that he's...
He did. I did see something about him in Africa, and a lot of people are cringing about that.
I have asked Secretary of State, Secretary Pompeo, to closely study the South Africa land and farm seizure and expropriations and the large-scale killing of farmers. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
South African government is now seizing land from white farmers. At Tucker Carlson at Fox News.
Well, remember, now I understand a little bit more about it. Remember the Afrikaners and what happened before Mandela came back and there was a revolution that changed a lot of land ownership. The white minority had been ruling for a long time. And because Trump is not actually focused that much, now what's gone on is in the last year or so, some of the African nations, South Africa, more specifically, has turned the tides, and a lot of land has been usurped by the government and given to black people that formerly belonged to white Afrikaners.
You ready for the response from South African government?
Help yourself, Richie.
South Africa totally rejects this narrow perception which only seeks to divide our nation and reminds us of our colonial past. Hashtag real Donald Trump. Hashtag presidency ZA.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, and I'm looking into this too, it's apparently this dates back to the 1913 Native Lands Act, which was a law that banned Africans, who were the majority of the population, from acquiring agricultural land beyond a few reserves that was basically
This was part of the British Empire, and they made sure that the whites that were there, and not only in South Africa, but more obvious because there are more blacks there, but any place, the Aborigines got gutted literally and figuratively when the British took over Australia. It's not a pretty picture of history when it comes to the Brits and the land that they conquered around the globe.
So basically,
what
would
South Africa look like without the British being there to industrialize it?
I think it's a two-way street, Rich.
There's got to be some fair, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, right. I mean, you know, South Africa would look like Namibia.
Yeah, it would look like Rhodesia or Zaire or those places. Yeah.
Well, apparently this is an issue right now because they have an election on the horizon, and so they said the ANC, which I'm guessing is the national party, is pushing for a new plan to accelerate this redistribution of the land, and they're pushing for the ability to expropriate some land seized by white South Africans during apartheid. But I don't understand, A, why is Trump even tweeting about this? And B, what the heck has Jeff Sessions got to do with this? And what's he going to do, looking into it?
Pompeo.
But, like, what is that even?
Secretary
how
State,
is this any of our? I know, but how is this any of our business?
It's not really.
It's not at all. It's not at all.
We've got bigger fish to fry.
Speaking of Sessions, the Trumpster and Sessions have been back and forth at each other. How do you have this kind of relationship with your boss? Trump's taking shots at Sessions. Does he not dare fire him before the midterm election? And if that's the case,
Sessions
why?
Has a little bit of a cocoon of support in the Senate that's kind of protected him in Lindsey Graham and Grassley, I think. And that seems to be eroding. And now that all of the heat is coming
Graham said this week that he told a bunch of reporters that Trump will fire Graham right after the election. I mean, fire Sessions.
That's
I'm surprised Sessions didn't just resign. It's obviously it's not working out, and he's being just ridiculed constantly. Yeah. whether it's, you know, Trump, every, you know, I don't know how.
I see a book coming out of this.
I think he's a man on a mission. He figures as long as he can get his mission accomplished, he's there.
Right. Mission accomplished. Dun, 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 dun. 15 after the hour.
I agree.
Let's take a rest for a moment, literally and figuratively, as we think about the best sheets you've ever slept on, the best mattress you've ever slept on, the best pillows you've ever slept on.
Ding.
Are they all from MyPillow? If they are not, then you're probably missing out. Because they have put together a fabulous array of things. Obviously, the company is built on their pillows, i.e., it's called MyPillow. Mike Lindell, who put the idea together many years, let's see, it was about 15 years ago, he was not getting a good night's rest. He was an engineer working for some company, and he just put together his own pillow. And then he talked to his friends and neighbors about it. He said, "You wouldn't believe what I did. I made my own pillow." And they said, "Well, make one for me." And then it's grown from there to his garage, to his basement, to a little self-contained little warehouse. And now it's a huge factory, one of the biggest employers in the Minneapolis area. 1,500 people around the clock making pillows. And then they've added sheets. They've added a lot of different things, mattresses, pet beds. You name it, they've got it when it comes to sleep. They're the ones with all the accessories and all of the root things that you can use to make your night a fabulous one. So take advantage of the fact that if you use the code DJV at MyPillow.com, you can start with a four-pack of pillows at 50% off. Get pretty much the same bargains with everything, but you've got to have that code DJV to get in on the bargains. Whether you're buying a pet bed, sheets, mattresses, whatever it is, the pillow is the thing to start. If you're sending a student off to college, get them some MyPillows to take to the dormitory. All at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillows and bed supplies. Use promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through August 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
So let's see the other items we've gotten through. Most of them just quick references. We'll go back to some of these things in the top 10, the story department, go through the people. Molly Tibbetts is a sad case. I don't know what there is to say about this at this point. Killed by this. The thing I'm not still quite sure about, Victoria, is whether he's legal or illegal. Seems he's legal.
He's illegal.
Oh, well.
No.
Sure, I think he's
there's legal. No doubt.
right. No, there is doubt.
No, there is doubt. There's
we'll talk about
violence.
That.
Yeah.
21 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Go Richie, go Victoria, go Doug. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan from the DJV show, Rich McFadden, other people on vacation, but not us. Not me. I'm here, ready, willing, and able to go, go, go. All right, so let's go back to the Molly Tibbetts thing, because we seem to have some disagreement on reality.
Yes, tell me.
Molly Tibbetts is number three. She was murdered by this immigrant. Now it looks to be legal. At first it was thought that he was illegal, but the farm seems to have a problem. I don't know. Victoria, you followed this as closely as anybody this week. You want to put the pieces together?
Well, initially what happened was he was reported to be an illegal alien working on a dairy farm.
The only illegal alien I know of that I want to send back is Justin Bieber.
Send him back to Canada. Yeah. And so this Christian Rivera, that's his name, so he worked on this dairy farm for, I think, about 4 years. Initially, the farm, which has ties to, I forget the name now, Craig Lane.
Leadership
his
in
name.
Iowa, yeah.
Right.
Iowa politics and farm politics, yeah.
And right, and in agricultural politics and stuff like that. So they initially said that they used the E-Verify system to verify that he was had his working papers and that he was allowed to be in this country. Well, it turns out that they didn't use the E-Verify system. They admitted that. Tuesday night, they said they used it. Wednesday morning, they said, oh, well, actually, we didn't. And so, but that kind of becomes
not sure they said
point.
It quite that way. I think they were cowering when they said it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they got busted, basically. People
right.
looked them up, and they had no affiliation with the E-Verify system. And so everyone kind of realized, well, you obviously lied about it. But it becomes kind of a moot point, because Christian Rivera's lawyer has actually said that he is here legally. And so, and they now want this whole illegal immigrant debate to stop, because they're worried about him finding a jury that isn't going to be tainted.
So what if he's, I mean, illegal, illegal, in terms of illegality.
So murder's murder.
Illegally,
yeah.
Oftentimes they do this, they send him back, they deport him. In this case, this guy needs to be put away.
Right, but it did obviously spark a national conversation about immigration. And so Molly Tibbetts' family has said they don't want this to be about immigration. This is about their daughter's murder, which make sense, and they don't want the issue to get kind of lost, the actual crime. They don't want that to be lost in the
shuffle. So do we have proof that he's legal, or is it just his lawyer is saying he's legal?
No, his lawyer filed paperwork, and I guess has proved, from the last thing I saw, has proved that his ID is real and that he is here legally. So he asked the judge for a gag order on I think it was Wednesday afternoon was the latest thing that I've seen about it. So it's whatever. Either way, it's still a murder is a murder, you know. And
No.
It's still just such a bizarre case.
Either way, we need to know whether the guy was here legally or illegally, and if he was here legally. Did he have a record? Should something have been caught?
He had no record.
And if he's here illegally, and if he's here legally, is there anything that we should have known about him? And if he's here illegally, how did he get in?
Right. And so, but he has no record. And everyone who was interviewed on the farm, he continued to work on the farm 35 days after he murdered her. So they said that everyone on the farm, including the farm owners, said that they never saw anything other than him being his usual diligent, hardworking self.
So he's a good guy.
They had no issue with him. The other farm workers had no issues with him. There really seems to have not been any red flags that we know of. Usually by now, we know about the red flags, and nothing has come out.
I'm not sure that you do. I think some people are good at hiding who they really
are. Right, yeah, what are we trying to say? Is that the murderer's a good guy?
No. I'm just saying there were no red flags. That's what the colleagues have said. That's what the owners of the farm said, that they never saw any change in his behavior.
Richie, go ahead.
Reserving judgment here.
I'm saying
the right to go a couple more days and see how this plays out.
If he is illegal, the farm needs to be held accountable as well as him. They are responsible in part for this. 28 past the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. After years of struggling, Lincoln is hitting it out of the park with their new lineup, which includes the new Navigator that takes on luxury car manufacturers like Range Rover head-to-head. Based on the Ford F-150, the Lincoln Navigator is packed with luxury features that will make it King comfortable. Powered by a 450 horsepower twin turbo engine that has multiple driving modes, including something called Excite Mode. Every row treats the occupants like a first class airline passenger. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about MotorTrend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A deadly shooting at a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida. It happened as the GLHF Game Bar Twitch stream was showing the tournament live.
It's not a tough out today. Excuse me, not an easy out.
The death toll from the shooting is 3. And 11 people wounded. The shooter has been identified as David Katz. He was at the Chicago Pizza restaurant for the tournament.
According to sources at the scene, he turned the gun on himself and committed suicide. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams says the shooter is also dead. They're still investigating and talking to witnesses.
We are aware of a video that's out on social media. We have that video. But we would encourage people, if you have additional video or any other information about the incident, please reach out.
Several agencies, including the FBI, are assisting with the investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now 34 after the hour, the charts for the week of August 20th to the 24th. On the Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen here with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keevan, to go through and comment on the charts, the work of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week, the folks there listen to a lot of talk radio programs on stations that are well known around the country, big hosts, big ideas, that sort of thing, and they come up with the news talk overview. Okay, so the whole business, Richie gets upset with me because I squeeze a lot of other stuff in, and by the time we're done, we never have time to talk about the top of the heap, because I think it just gets so distorted. I think, Victoria, this week we were talking on the DJV program about the news media. I made a comment that with the, and people listening to talk radio kind of get this, although a lot of younger people don't, remembering the controversy that came up on the Rush Limbaugh program about Sandra Fluke and what he said about her and how that created this huge, huge boycott of news talk radio, issue-oriented political talk radio, however you want to refer to it, in terms of advertising. So I drew a comparison, Richie, see what you think of this,
right,
between Limbaugh and the advocacy groups that went after him, and today's reality of the news media being so slanted, so biased, there's hardly an objective, and I think more of it, there's not objectivity on either side, but the fact that news has become an either-sided thing.
Right.
So it's not really the news at all. So when you get to the people on the left who run most of the national news organizations, and they're biased toward not just Trump, but people who are right-of-center thinkers, why is there a boycott of them? Why is it that the boycott is focused only on the right and not on the left? And I'm a middle-of-the-roader, so this is an observation from a broadcaster who's been on the air for decades, observing this thing getting worse and worse and worse, to the point now where I see the ultimate unbelievable hypocrisy in this. And I don't know where the right-wingers are. They should be out there banging the drum. If the people on the left are better organized and they get a shutdown of Trump and Hannity and ultimately all of us who do talk radio.
Hey, look what they've done to Fox News in the past, I don't know, five to 7 years. You got
right. So why is there not somebody doing the same thing for MSNBC? What's the problem here? Why is it that the left is more organized at shutting down opposition than the right is?
They are better at playing the victim, and it's a victim mentality, and you're picking on this group, that group, or the other group, and you're a racist or a bigot if you say anything about us or the stories that we report on. And it's brilliant. It works for them. Whereas they can say Bill O'Reilly is a sexist, Roger Ailes is a sexist.
Well, he's a sexist.
They are.
But they are able to go in there and make changes at Fox News. It's the way that the PR machine works, and they're better at it. And you're right. The CNN is absolutely off the hook. They are out of control.
Off the reservation.
This week, they are nonstop on this Cohen and Manafort thing. And I never, ever, and that's fine. Okay, report on it because it's news, right? But nobody ever says, I was listening to the local news station with, what's his face, from Meet the Press on this morning. And nobody talks about how any of this, what they found this week, is connected to the Russia collusion investigation. Nobody. All they're talking about is Cohen and Manafort, who were tax dodges and tax cheats.
It's all scripted, Richie.
How does this have anything to do with Russia and the original investigation?
Right, but we all kind of knew. Well, this actually
because
is.
Because there's
this
nothing
was handed
to
over.
The investigation, so they got to come up with something else.
Well, but this was. But to be fair, and let's be factual, though, this was handed over.
Right.
Well, this is a fact, Rich. This,
go ahead.
When Mueller doing the investigation, when he came across all this stuff, there is no Russian stuff that's connected, which is why it was handed over to other handed over to local authorities in New York. It was handed over. That's why there is no connection between Cohen and Manafort. And Russia. That's why we're not hearing about it, because there isn't any.
Right.
But they still are guilty of all these other crimes.
This is where we are. From Al Capone to Bill Clinton to Donald Trump, it's always we can't prove what we accuse you of, but we're going to find something on you.
But
Trump is a genius this week for saying, you know what?
So you're saying that they found stuff that they shouldn't have moved forward with it? Is that what you're saying? That they found these guys are guilty of these crimes and they should have just ignored it because it wasn't connected to Russia?
No, I'm saying
that's kind of what it sounds like you're saying.
This is the way our government has become, is we know we will not be able to prove what we think you're doing, but you know what? We'll find something, ding, and we did. And sure,
well, where there's
the guy's
smoke, there's fire. These are two really sleazy guys who were up to their eyeballs in illegal activity.
You're talking
of course
about
you're going to
But
find
why is Mueller still out there then? What is he looking for?
What's Mueller's job?
What's
Mueller's
he doing now?
Job, it
all right,
wasn't
I can't find
crime.
Anything. All right, this guy's attached to
you. No, but Rich,
and that
saying,
guy
he,
got an
I don't understand
alert.
How you don't get
what
this,
What is he
Rich?
Still doing?
He's still, well, he is not connected to Manafort and Cohen anymore. He handed this off. He passed it on because
no, but
it was not
trying to get
part
them to flip
his...
now. That's the whole thing. It's a domino effect. Okay, so we're going to find that you cheated about your wife. And what is this payments to women? Trump is a sleazebag. We all know that. He paid off some women so that they wouldn't come out. And,
well, the only thing that is anyone
what does that
really
have to do with
for?
Anything?
Because if he used because he violated campaign law, first of all, which he's going to probably get slapped
right.
with a fine, and they're looking to see if he used campaign funding for it. He went on Fox and Friends yesterday and said it was his own money. It wasn't campaign money.
Yeah, he's got
so
plenty of money of his own.
That's what they're looking for right now. There isn't anything else they're going to get from that. So
I
don't know. It's,
let me just now you two had a good conversation. I'm going to go one step further and get off of the Manafort Cohen.
Hold on, just go ahead. But this just goes to show you are right. The news is focused on this, and there's no there.
Yeah, and so. To sort of
well,
one up on
Cohen's
that.
Going to jail for 65 years. There's obviously something there. No one goes to jail for
totally
65
unrelated
years.
To what they initially wanted to investigate.
Right, but it's still right. This is still the president's personal attorney, though, and so obviously that's not. If that was Obama's personal attorney, it would be news too.
Well, you know, I get really tired of the Bahama, of the Obama stuff.
I'm just saying,
if
you want to go back and forth with the left and the right,
that
who gets the coverage?
That stuff,
you know.
The people on the right think they always have to go back to Obama and Obama this and Obama that.
No,
Obama's not the president anymore.
I bring up Bill Clinton as Bill Clinton. It
they
went
did the
through
same
the same
thing
garbage
him.
That
right.
Trump is going through.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And it gets you nowhere. All it does is basically demonstrate the seedy side of
this
American
is the way
politics
works now.
And then you wonder
unique
who's
to
running
to the U.S. This
well,
happens
it isn't,
in every
but
in every
on.
Country. It's the same
Are
thing.
We supposed
a scandal
to be
is a scandal.
Better yeah, but it's all about the salaciousness of it and
right,
running
that's why it's
the
a
government.
Scandal.
Meanwhile
JFK
we all
was,
suffer
was out
because
sleeping
we have a
with everybody and their brother
sucks.
And paying everybody off.
But
and,
no one knew back then the media coverage.
Well, there wasn't
had
social media and there wasn't 24/7
yeah.
media.
Right.
And
right.
all of the media knew. Everybody knew. They just didn't report it.
Well, there were
and
a lot of people knew
now.
That FDR was faking it in the wheelchair
right,
for
yeah.
part of the
right.
time he was in the White House. And what a he was a womanizer and big smoker and drinker, and that never got any attention at all. None. Zero.
So the difference is
the
24/7 media and social media.
We live in the world of reality TV, and our the news is reality TV.
We do.
Everything is. So
well, you don't
life's
even know
different.
What the news is anymore. That's the thing.
Yeah, what is news?
Yeah, exactly.
It's all opinion and conversation.
It's facts. Now it's not facts anymore. It's all that crap. Meanwhile, we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on Mueller and his ego to try to justify his reality and his existence in the party circuit. And
that's
so, what do we have? We have nothing to show for it.
What does this show for the IRS? Okay, that we have to create this case around Russian collusion to find a couple of tax cheats that the IRS apparently was too incompetent to find. On their own.
The IRS is a mess. It has been.
Of course
it's
is.
Always. It's like the post office.
Flat tax, baby. Boom.
Yep. That's
get rid of it all.
Richie on that. All right.
Write your check for 17%. It's over.
See you later. All right. It's 43 past the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. We'll get to Manafort and Cohen, or maybe we won't. We'll see whether we.
Didn't we just do that?
I actually want to talk about the Pope and the church sex scandal, because I think that needs to get some much more light than it has had, frankly. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments here in the review. First, I want to talk to you about your teeth and your smile. If you wore braces, I think we established during the week, Victoria, you wore braces. Richie, you wear
forever.
Braces when you were a kid?
I did. Yep.
Did you?
Long
yeah.
time.
Must be the only one here who didn't.
5 years, those things attached to my... Oh, my God.
So what happens as you get older, after you've had those braces on, it affects your teeth, the color of your teeth, because you can't brush them. So there are stains and things that that stay there, even if you're trying to do all kinds of things to whiten up your teeth again. And so the perfect way for you, I want your attention focused, if you will, for a moment, on the perfect way to cleanse off some of those old stains that are on your teeth that not even your dentist can get. get off. And the way to do that is to use Power Swabs. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes, no messy strips, none of that stuff you leave in your mouth for 30, 35 minutes and leaves a horrible aftertaste, your gums are all messed up. Nope. This is Power Swabs. The swab is really what describes it. It's a little tube. You snap it open, and on the end of it is a Q-tip that has all this very interesting natural tooth detergent and whitening agent that will start cleaning up your teeth in 5 minutes. Clean up your teeth. Just snap, swab, and smile. Coffee, tea, smoking, wine, all that stuff, and the braces, all will have their, they'll have met their match. With Power Swabs, remove the stains on your teeth, your caps, your veneers. Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it right here. Mention Doug Steffen or DJV, 50% off, 800-208-1797. I said, yes, you heard me right. I said you'd get 50% off the retail price, and you will. Plus, you'll get the best-looking teeth you've ever had. Shine them up, 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs. Tell them you heard about it here and you get 50% off. 800-208-1797.
Hey there. I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more. Like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh. Arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
We've all got places to go, from work to play. Morning to night is go, 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 and then go some more. We go for music, movies, workouts, and checkouts. It's quite the busy little schedule we've got going. And we need something to keep up with it all, to keep up with life on the go. That's where Valero top-tier certified quality fuel comes in. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer, so you can get right back to going. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Will you be ready when a new career opportunity presents itself? With the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University, you can learn to build the qualifications you need by earning your MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's degree 100% online. Your future is waiting, and you can own it. Get started by texting FORM to 79645. And learn more about graduate business degrees from W.P. Carey.
All right. So Pope Francis has issued a letter to all Catholics condemning sexual abuse by priests and calling for those who perpetrate or cover up the crimes to be held accountable. A lot of allegations floating around this month in the Pittsburgh diocese, connections to priests and the Monsignors and the Archbishop, and the whole diocese is rotten to the core as far as I can see. And these things continue. This is as bad as Boston. Been covered up forever and ever. Finally, the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office is getting involved in the act. Clergy abuse, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of boys abused by just this one priest. But how deep, again, does it go? We're asking the same questions that were asked after the Spotlight.
You think it's still happening, though? This is all decades-old stuff.
I think some of the stuff is still going on. No, I think some of it's still going on. And the Catholic Church, really, the Pope, I like. But apparently there's so much bureaucracy, he can't even cut through the mustard. Get rid of these people. Why are they still there? Why is there any question? Why are you hiding? That's the question for those of you who are Catholic.
Doug Steffen, do you think there should still be a Catholic Church?
Not like this, I don't. No, not at all. Okay. Thank you, Rich, for asking that penetrating question. 10 before the hour.
What a question.
Yeah.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Time for us to think about what's been going on this week in the world of technology as Doug Steffen presents Victoria Keelan and her top five items from the world of technology and how they impact you. Starting at number five, we'll work our way to number one, the folks at Facebook versus the Housing and Urban Development Department. This ought to be a good one. What do we have here, Victoria?
This is two things you don't expect in the same sentence, right?
Right.
But federal regulators are alleging that Facebook's advertising tools allow landlords and real estate brokers to engage in housing discrimination. They allege that Facebook, through their algorithm and their targeted ads, it allows advertisers to exclude certain audiences based on if they're disabled, on their race, their religion, things like that. And so the government says that they're now trying to figure out if Facebook is if they're a content creator or if they're merely a transmitter of user content, and that's really the splitting of those hairs is really going to affect the outcome of this. So if they are content creators, then I believe they're on the hook for this, and if they're not, then they're just merely the messenger, and so they won't have any ramifications.
All right, number four on our list, a focus on Netflix.
Netflix has confirmed that they have begun testing a new ad experience. Oh, hello, it's a commercial.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who have been who are testing this software out now, they're not liking it. Essentially, what happens is if you're binge-watching a show, before it goes on to the next episode, it's now forcing you to sit through a trailer for a different Netflix show. And there's no way you can opt out of it. So a lot of people on Netflix have been taking to social media this week to let Netflix know that they are not happy with that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yep.
All right, next up, Instagram. This is, it's almost every week we have either Facebook or Instagram in the top five. What's the story?
Well, Instagram, back in April, they took a pretty strict action against a particular class of drug-related hashtags. So they started eliminating hashtag OxyContin, fentanyl, and opiates, and now they've taken it one step further. In the past, you could still find some of those posts. Now, even if you try to search any of those hashtags, everything has been removed. The reason that they did it is because the FDA said that social media platforms like Instagram are harboring dark web players and dealers. And these are not like kingpins. These are street level dealers who are selling, OxyContin and fentanyl and all the opioids that unfortunately so many people are addicted to. So now Instagram doesn't want any part of that. And so they've really cracked down on it, which I think is great. So kids don't have access to that.
All right. Number two on the list going to number one, the FDA. And this app.
Yes, the FDA has approved the first smartphone app for contraception. It's called Natural Cycles. And so what happens is every morning women use this digital thermometer that is attached to the app to take their basal, what do they call it, the base body temperature, and basal body temperature, which is a sign of ovulation. And so you're supposed to take your temperature every morning, log the data into the app, and then apparently the app will tell you, watch out on days that you're fertile if you're trying to not get pregnant, and if you are wanting to use it for to get pregnant, then it'll tell you days to, you know, get busy. So it's $79 a year, and it's another $10 a month to use the thermometer. A lot of women, this was a big story amongst women this week, a lot of women do not trust a smartphone app. A lot of doctors have come out saying, especially for younger women, if their menstrual cycles aren't really regular yet, that usually happens with age, that this could just really be a disaster. Sweden tested something similar to this, and they approved it, and there were something like 30-something unwanted pregnancies as a result of it. So this is not getting my endorsement, Natural Cycles. But hey, if you want to use it to get pregnant, then go for it. It's expensive, but, you know, hey.
Yeah. All right, number one, very significant because it shows you, or you'll hear, if you haven't heard this story, what a bunch of buzzards the Verizon people are.
Yeah, as wildfires raged in California this summer, one fire department's response was impeded by an unexpected problem, data throttling. Now, what that means is their data speeds were slowed down to the point that they couldn't even connect with each other while these fires are raging, and the Santa Clara Fire Department was trying to communicate, and they couldn't use their cell phones. None of the data was working. They called Verizon numerous times and said, hey, we've got unlimited data. We're paying for this. Why are you throttling our speeds? Verizon wouldn't fix the problem until they upgraded to another more expensive package, and then the fire department was finally able to get speeds that were fast enough to help them communicate and figure out how to get to the fire effectively. This is exactly what we feared when net neutrality was repealed, and these are types of stories that we're going to be hearing a lot more of if states don't intervene and stop companies like Verizon and AT&T from doing this.
They really are a bunch of crumb bums. I'm trying to tell you, they are the worst. Unfortunately, they have the best coverage, but they are dealing with cretins when you deal with that bunch. All right, 59 after.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.